Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady, excited to be here with you with another smash podcast on developing our bravery muscles. So today, our topic for discussion is developing bravery includes setting limits. So right now, I want you to write that on the top of your paper. If you don't have a piece of paper, as I have spoken the topic, make sure you pause this and go get you your journal, your ebook, whatever it is that you need so that you can write down notes and you can be prepared for the questions that will be up ahead, the exercises that we're going to be falling into. So again, writing on your paper, developing bravery includes setting limits. So when things are tough and you've got to give everything that you have to something, there's not a lot left to give at the end of the day. Part of developing bravery is setting limits while you face tough things. Sure, limiting activities and responsibility is important when energy is focused on a problem, but there are other important ways to set boundaries that can help you be brave. Being brave requires a lot more energy and it puts you at risk for burnout or depression. That's why eating right, being physically healthy, and setting boundaries is so important. The healthier you are, the less susceptible you are at illnesses or injuries when times are tough. Difficult times take a lot out of us, you know, given what we watch, what we ingest through our digestion, what we put in our mouth, or what we ingest through our ears from music, what we watch on TV. It's really important to be able to find the places where we can limit negative information that will drain us. Think of hearing a story that makes you sad. It's like it wrenches your heart. If you find something that makes you scary, you literally feel the hair raise up on the back of your neck. Any psychological changes of anger or happiness, all of those things do something with your energy to pull from you. Yeah, I look at that a lot daily. What we're putting our energy into is really what builds us up to be who we are. So it is so important to limit the people, the places, and the activities that can trip you up and leave you more vulnerable. Putting on emphasis on being bravery really requires you to avoid the things that weaken you emotionally, physically, and even spiritually. It's important to protect your heart and your mind when you need to be brave. Letting negative things in when you're working hard to hold on to everything makes it hard to get the things that need to be done. For instance, our health and nutrition is usually the first thing to go when life gets tough. Say you have a hard day at work, 8 to 9 hours, you haven't thought about dinner, you don't have the food at home. The last thing you want to do is stop at the store, extend your day, waste more energy, and then have to go home and cook, when that is the best thing that you need for yourself is probably the solidarity of being in your kitchen, making a nutritious meal. We opt for the easiest thing, the fast food that gets the food in quick, lets us sit in front of the TV and kind of veg out, scrolling on our phone mindlessly. But there's a lot of places just like that where we have to set some solid and healthy boundaries so that we keep our wits in about ourselves and we fortify against anything else that can weaken us when we need to feel strong, which is every day. So number one that I want us to really think about is limit your sources of negative entertainment. So from shows that you watch to the music that you listen to, it matters what you choose. If you're struggling and you're needing to be brave, it's not a great time to watch sad and emotionally intense shows. It's not great to listen to music that doesn't uplift or motivate you. It's important to shield yourself from negative newscasts, videos, and imagery. What you expose your mind to can enhance your bravery or it can diminish it. Be purposeful about what entertains you and what you watch and how it affects your mood and your mindset. So I'm going to pause with an exercise right now. I want you to write it down. I want you to look at your favorite show, whatever that is. I'm not going to judge you. Look at your favorite show, whatever you have DVR'd right now, or you have a little calendar on your phone, and think about what it does when you watch this show. Are you in suspense? Do you get some oohs and ahs? Are you now arguing with the girl across the table too? Like, hey, I'll slap her if I had to. No pun intended, because there are certain things that can amp you. I want you to think about how that entertainment is affecting you. And that's one of the exercises. Let me know. You can let me know in the group. You can send it to me via email. I don't care if you just send, Bad Girls Club. Whatever it is you want to send. I just want to know, what is it doing to your mind? Because if it's affecting your mood, it's affecting your mind. Number two is limit your access to negative people. People have energy and energy can affect your bravery. Negative people are often fearful and focus on what's wrong rather than what's right. Limiting the negative people in your life helps you to be brave. Positive people encourage, support, and emphasize in healthy ways. Setting limits with types of people who don't bring solutions emotions or positive energy helps develop bravery during difficult times. So we are in difficult times right now. 365 of this year is going to be difficult. And it really matters who we hang out with. It really matters who is on our friends list. You know, we're no longer in this for the numbers. We are in this for the purpose of the people we put in our lives. So limit those things. You know, even on Facebook, Facebook allows you to pause seeing someone for 30 days. And, you know, every once in a while, you need to pause on those negative people and take time for you. And don't be afraid. That may be your first set of boundary, or not set a boundary, but your first set of bravery towards setting a boundary is to cut some people off or take a break from things that are pulling you down. You are in control of your energy. Who you give it to is up to you too. So take control. Number three is limit activities and locations that cause fear. So being brave means facing tough stuff that you'd rather avoid, right? During the times that you've got to be brave, it's good to limit activities and locations that cause fear and anxiety. So if you're using all of your energy to stay calm, be brave, tackle the problem, there's no need to add the extra stress on top of that, right? Avoid activities that cause you to be stressed out, that make you more vulnerable than you feel that you can handle. Now, there's a difference in there being a pain point at showing up. Like say you're a speaker and you get like the nerve and the shaky hand before you walk out on stage. I'm sure you're fully prepared to walk out on that stage, or you wouldn't be at the point where you are a speaker. So, you know the difference between, you know, little stress, the things that are more habitual to the nature of what you're doing, where fear is kind of allocated. For me, I just did a 50 miler last month and it was insane. That was a fearful place. But what I will tell you is because I was out there for 14 hours, I did not have any music that I was listening to. I made sure that I stayed focused. I did not add any additional stress or anything additional to my mindset for me to have to process because the location enough was fearful. So I want you to think about driving around. If you have road rage and traffic, take some back roads or try to stay home if you can. If it's work, you know, leave for work a little bit earlier so that you're not as stressed out. If you get anxiety being in large crowds, maybe decline invitations to go out as often to preserve yourself. So setting limits is important because when you are focused on being brave, clouding your mind with your daily experiences, with entertainment, with people and activities that cause stress and that make facing life a little bit more harder, that's what we want to limit. So limit those stressors by setting clear and focused boundaries. So our exercise for this one is to really sit down and think about setting some healthy limits. So what we're going to be doing is exploring what limits you best need to set. So we talked about the entertainment, sitting down, watching your favorite show, and thinking about what things came up for you. Listening to your favorite song, whatever you have piled onto your top list if you have Spotify, your most recent songs, what do those songs bring to you? If it's people around you, who could you live without for a little bit so that you could get a little bit more action to the purpose of what you need? Bravery is something that has to be insightful. It's something we have to work on. And I'm so thankful to be able to do this with you. And I hope that these things help you see a clearer picture. So as always, make sure that you intently do what you need to build your bravery muscles and your love uplift dials out there. You just have to be willing to go find it.